Today, I want to talk to you about something that resonates deep within each of us. The assurance that God is leading us in the right path. Sometimes life can feel like a maze. But in the midst of it all, there is an unseen hand guiding our steps. So my friends, keep watching until the end and open your hearts to these words and my prayer. Life, my friends, is a winding path filled with twists and turns, challenges, and unexpected blessings. As we traverse this intricate maze, we often find ourselves at crossroads, unsure of which way to turn. In these moments of uncertainty, it is crucial to recognize and embrace the comforting truth that God is our faithful guide, leading us in the right path. Picture this. You are standing at the edge of a dense forest, and the path ahead is obscured by the shadows of doubt and fear. It's natural to feel a sense of trepidation, wondering if you have the strength to overcome the obstacles that lie ahead. But take heart, for the Lord is your shepherd, and he leads you beside still waters. He doesn't promise a path without challenges, but he assures you that he walks with you every step of the way. The Bible, our compass for this journey, is filled with promises of God's guidance. In Proverbs 3, 5, 6, we are reminded to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our paths. What a powerful and reassuring promise. God invites us to surrender our anxieties and uncertainties to him, trusting that his wisdom far surpasses our limited understanding. I want you to reflect on your life for a moment. Think about the times when you felt lost, overwhelmed, or confused. Perhaps it was a career decision, a relationship challenge, or a health concern. In those moments, did you turn to God as your guide, seeking his counsel through prayer and scripture? Or did you rely solely on your own understanding, risking the possibility of wandering off course? God's guidance is not limited to grandiose, life-altering decisions. It extends to every aspect of our lives. In the mundane and the monumental, God is intricately involved. It could be the still, small voice nudging you towards a kind gesture, a word of encouragement, or a humble act of service. When we tune our hearts to his frequency, we become attuned to the whispers of his guidance in the ordinary moments of life. Let me share a personal testimony. There was a time in my life when I faced a daunting career choice. The weight of responsibility and the fear of making the wrong decision were almost paralyzing. In my moments of prayer and seeking God's guidance, I felt a profound sense of peace. God, in his infinite wisdom, directed my steps, opening doors that I could not have opened on my own. Looking back, I am in awe of how God's guidance shaped my journey and allowed me to fulfill his purpose for my life. Beloved, I want to encourage you today. If you find yourself at a crossroads, uncertain about the path ahead, take solace in the fact that God is leading you. His guidance is not forceful or coercive. It is gentle, patient, and filled with love. He desires to lead you in the right path because he knows the plans he has for you. Plans for a future filled with hope. Jeremiah 29:11. As we navigate the complexities of life, let us continually seek God's guidance through prayer, meditation on his word, and a surrendered heart. In doing so, we position ourselves to experience the fullness of his blessings and the fulfillment of his divine purpose. My friends, let me continue to pour out this message of hope and encouragement to you. For I believe that God's guidance is not just a fleeting promise, but a steadfast reality that we can anchor our lives upon. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, when the storms of life rage around us, it's natural to feel lost, and overwhelmed. But in those moments, we can find solace in the knowledge that God is leading us in the right path. Think about it for a moment. The same God who created the heavens and the earth, who knows the number of stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the shore, cares deeply about each and every one of us. He knows the plans he has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. Isn't that incredible? The creator of the universe is intimately involved in the intricate details of our lives, guiding us with his loving hand every step of the way. And his guidance isn't limited to the big decisions or the major milestones in our lives. No, he is present in the everyday moments, the mundane tasks, the seemingly insignificant choices we make. So how do we tap into this divine guidance? It starts with surrender, surrendering our will to God's will, our plans to his plans. It's about acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, but he does. It's about humbling ourselves before him, recognizing his wisdom and sovereignty, and trusting that his way is always better than our own. But let's be honest, surrendering isn't easy. It goes against our natural inclination to control our own destinies, to carve out our own paths. It requires us to let go of our pride, our fears, our desires for control, and to place our trust fully in God's hands. Yet, in that surrender, we find freedom. Freedom from the burden of trying to figure it all out on our own. Freedom from the anxiety of not knowing what the future holds. Freedom to walk confidently in the knowledge that we are not alone, that God is leading us in the right path. And as we walk in obedience to his guidance, we begin to see his hand at work in miraculous ways. Doors open where there were once only walls. Opportunities arise that we never could have imagined. Relationships are restored, dreams are fulfilled, and lives are transformed. So, let us continue to delve deeper into the profound truth that God is leading us in the right path. As we navigate the complexities of life, it's crucial to remember that our journey is not solitary. We are not aimlessly wandering through the wilderness of existence. No, we are journeying with a purpose, guided by the hand of our loving Creator. Consider the words of Psalm 23, a timeless declaration of God's guidance and provision. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What a beautiful image of God's guidance. Like a shepherd caring for his flock, leading them to places of rest and refreshment, restoring their weary souls, and guiding them along paths of righteousness. This is the essence of God's guidance in our lives, leading us towards spiritual nourishment, emotional restoration, and moral integrity. Yet, even in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, we can take comfort in knowing that God is still leading us in the right path. He doesn't promise to shield us from hardship, but he does promise to walk with us through it. He is our ever-present guide, our constant companion, our rock, and our refuge. And as we walk hand in hand with God, something miraculous happens. We begin to see the world through his eyes. We begin to discern his word.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Will more clearly. We begin to understand the purpose behind our struggles and the beauty hidden within our pain. My friends, as we continue our reflection on the profound truth that God is leading us in the right path, let us explore the transformative power of faith and the incredible journey of becoming vessels of His divine purpose. In the tapestry of our lives, God weaves threads of grace, mercy, and redemption, creating a masterpiece that reflects His glory. Faith, my friends, is the cornerstone of our journey with God. It is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. When we anchor our faith in God's guidance, we are empowered to face the unknown with courage and to overcome obstacles with a steadfast spirit. Hebrews 11 reminds us of the heroes of faith who, through unwavering trust, witnessed the miraculous hand of God in their lives. Their stories serve as beacons of hope, encouraging us to persevere in our own pilgrimage. Remember the story of Abraham, the father of faith. God called him to leave his homeland and venture into an unknown future. Despite the uncertainties, Abraham stepped out in faith, trusting in the promise that God would lead him to a land flowing with milk and honey. Similarly, God beckons us to trust Him in our journey, to take bold steps of faith even when the path ahead is obscured. Yet, faith is not passive. It is dynamic and requires action. James 2:26 tells us that faith without works is dead. As we trust in God's guidance, let our faith be evident in our actions. Let us love with a sacrificial love, serve with a selfless spirit, and extend grace to those around us. In doing so, we participate in the divine narrative that God is crafting in and through our lives. Furthermore, the journey of faith involves seasons of waiting. It's during these times of apparent stillness that God is often working behind the scenes, aligning circumstances for His perfect timing. It may seem like a detour, but in reality, it is a divine pause, allowing us to grow in patience, endurance, and reliance on Him. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In the midst of waiting, let us not lose heart. God's timing is impeccable, and His plans are infinitely wiser than our own. When we feel the weight of impatience, let us turn to prayer and seek His guidance. It is in these moments of communion with God that we find renewed strength, clarity of purpose, and peace. Dear friends, let us continue to meditate on the profound truth of God's guidance and how it shapes our lives in remarkable ways. As we journey together in faith, let us delve deeper into the ways in which we can actively seek and discern God's leading in our lives. One crucial aspect of discerning God's guidance is through the practice of discernment. Discernment is the process of prayerfully seeking God's will and wisdom in making decisions. Big or small, it involves seeking clarity, guidance, and confirmation from the Holy Spirit through prayer, meditation, and seeking counsel from trusted spiritual mentors and fellow believers. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of individuals who sought God's guidance through discernment. King Solomon, renowned for his wisdom, prayed for discernment to govern God's people effectively, 1 Kings 3:9. The apostles sought the guidance of the Holy Spirit when making critical decisions for the early church. Acts 15:28. Similarly, we are called to approach decision making with a spirit of discernment. seeking God's will above our own desires. Another vital aspect of recognizing God's guidance is through the confirmation of His Word. The Bible serves as our ultimate guidebook for life, offering timeless wisdom and guidance for every situation we may encounter. When faced with decisions or uncertainties, we can turn to God's Word for direction, trusting that His promises and principles will illuminate our path. Furthermore, God often speaks to us through the counsel and wisdom of others. Proverbs 11:14 reminds us, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." Seeking counsel from wise and discerning individuals who are grounded in God's Word can provide valuable insight and confirmation of God's leading in our lives. Additionally, we must cultivate a spirit of prayerful listening. In our fast-paced, noisy world, it's easy to drown out the voice of God amidst the clamor of our daily lives. Yet God speaks to us in whispers, in the quiet moments of prayer and reflection. As we cultivate a habit of listening prayer, intentionally quieting our hearts and minds before God, we create space for His voice to penetrate our souls and guide us in the right path. Lastly, let us not overlook the importance of patience and trust in God's timing. Sometimes God's guidance may not be immediately clear, and we may need to wait patiently for His timing and direction to unfold. In these moments, we must trust in God's faithfulness, knowing that He is always working behind the scenes for our good and His glory. My friends, remember this: God is not just leading you, He is walking beside you, holding your hand through every twist and turn. Trust in His guidance and rest assured that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all as you journey confidently in the path that God has laid before you. Now, let's pray our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, burdened by the problems and challenges that we are facing. We know that you are the God of all comfort, and that you are always with us. Even in the midst of our struggles, we ask that you guide us with your wisdom, strength, and love so that we can overcome these challenges and continue on the path that you have set for us. Lord, we ask for your guidance in our lives. We know that you have a plan for each one of us, and we trust that your plan is good and perfect. Help us to trust in your guidance, even when we don't understand the direction that you are leading us. Give us the courage and faith to follow your lead, knowing that you are always with us and that you will never steer us wrong. We also ask for your healing touch, Lord. We know that you are the great physician and that you have the power to heal all of our physical, emotional, and spiritual wounds. We ask that you bring healing and restoration to our bodies, minds, and souls so that we can live life to its fullest and serve you with all of our hearts. Lord, we ask for your protection over our lives. We know that there are many dangers and temptations in this world, but we also know that you are our fortress and our shield. Protect us from harm and keep us safe from the attacks of the enemy. Help us to walk in your truth and your light so that we can live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.